Hello, welcome to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, a division of Wings of Love Women's Ministry that broadcasts biblically based messages that undoubtedly take you to higher spiritual heights. Wings of Love Women's Ministry helps women who have battled abuse in their lives and who have been held back from moving forward for whatever reason. We encourage women to move forward and grow in their personal relationship with Jesus Christ by growing in the knowledge and understanding of the Word of God so they can be healed and restored. We also help women discover and fulfill their God-given purpose so they can minister in their local churches and community.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health even as your soul prospers. Unto the Lord, for He is
good. Yes, He is good. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page. Oh, give thanks unto the
Spiritual Nuggets of Truth with your host, Minister Carmen A. Booker, on the When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network.
And today, the message is entitled Missing the Mark. The Greek word for sin is harmartano, which means to miss the mark, not share in the prize, to err due to faults, offend, trespass. The Hebrew word for sin is chata, which means to miss, forfeit, lack, to cause to lead astray. That is, they miss the blessings of love, joy, peace, and fulfillment that come with obeying God's word. When a person sins, they miss the mark. In 1 Timothy 3:16, it says that all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Therefore, the word of God is your instruction book for life. It leads and guides you along life's journey. Psalm 119:105 says, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So the key to this powerful instruction book for life is that you must have faith in it. Faith means more than just believing. It means totally trusting, depending upon, and being confident, assured, of the word of God. John 1:1 says that in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was with God himself. He was present originally with God. All things were made and came into existence through him. And without him was not even one thing made that has come into being. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. God admonishes us to love the Lord, love the word of God, with all of your heart, mind, and soul. We show that we love the Lord, we love the word of God, by obeying it. Obey his voice according to all that I command you today, and your children with all your mind and your heart and with all your being. That's Deuteronomy 32. And James 1:22 says we should not just be hearers of the word, but doers also. When you obey the word of God, you live a life of prosperity, good success, and wisdom. Matthew 6:33 says, But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto you. So the key is to seek God, seek his presence, his power, through reading, studying, and meditating on the word of God and praising the Lord Jesus Christ. Joshua 1:8 says, This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but I shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written in it. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall deal wisely and have good success. So it goes back to meditating on the word of God. And confessing the Word of God is not just reading it, but confessing it, because what you say will manifest. The power of life and death is in the tongue. So you got to be careful what you say, what you confess. Confess the Word of God, and it will manifest in your life. Matthew 7:24 says, "So everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them, obeying them, will be like a sensible man who builds his house upon the rock." Another key to the instruction book of life, the Bible, the Word of God, having operation in your life and yielding results, is to deny your will and emotions. You must deny your desires, your emotions. You may want to maintain anger rather than forgive the person that has offended you or mistreated you. You have to deny your will and make a decision to follow God's will. We have to align ourselves with God, His ways, His thoughts. And we can only do that when we read, study, and meditate on the Word of God and obey it. You must deny the self-life, self-seeking, self-pleasing, self-confidence, and self-satisfaction. You must be liberated from the self-life. Only then will you be able to experience the fullness of God, the abundant life that comes from reading, studying, and meditating and applying the Word of God in your life, thereby pleasing and glorifying God. The denial of self is a daily process that requires a daily decision of denying self and accepting God's will for your life. Your life will be constantly renewed, changed to conform to God's way, attitude, emotions, and actions of living. As your mind is renewed and your actions conform to the Word of God, then you will experience love, joy, and peace, and good success. God desires for His children to enjoy life on an ongoing basis, not just one day or 3 years or 5 years or 10 years, but throughout their whole life. He even says in John 10:10, "I came that they may have and enjoy life and have an abundance to the full till it overflows." And Psalm 28:7-8 says, "The Lord is my strength and my impenetrable shield. My heart trusts in, relies on, and confident leans on Him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song will I praise Him. The Lord is their unyielding strength, and He is the stronghold of salvation to His anointed." So I challenge you today to deny yourself, your self-will, your emotions, and your desires, and align yourself with God's thoughts and ways and His way of living, pursuant to the Word of God. Thank you. I want to thank you for listening to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, and we hope that our program has helped you to grow in the knowledge and understanding of God's Word. And we would like to invite you to support Wings of Love Women's Ministry so that we can continue to reach more people with the message of Jesus Christ and help transform their lives for the glory of God. And you can learn more about Wings of Love Women's Ministry by going to our website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org, and you can definitely donate to us. Your contribution will help us to continue to transform the lives of men and women through our radio teaching ministry. We'll help women become victors rather than victims of domestic violence, and help women move forward and experience healing, restoration, and spiritual growth, knowing that through healing and restoration, the good work that God began in them, He will complete. And when you make a financial contribution, you'll receive my book free, You Are God's Masterpiece. And please go to our website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org. Again, when you make a financial contribution, I'll send you my book for free, You Are God's Masterpiece. Thank you, and have a blessed week.